knew we had two shots, you know, try and get the ball down the field, or two downs, obviously getting third and fourth down. And, you know, the first one, you know, not getting a big chunk didn't help. You know, I don't know, have to look at it. Maybe could have got that further down the field. And then the second one was a play we put in this week on fourth down. It was kind of like, if we got to have, you know, a third and long or a fourth and long, and we need time, I mean, it was everything we wanted. That DD one-on-one going across the field. I got to give him a better ball so he can make a play.
How emotional was that like?
I mean, guys are upset. You know, it's not what anybody expected, you know, outside of, or contrary to popular belief. You know, that room fully expected to win this game. And, you know, I think everybody's shocked, disappointed, upset, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, that we didn't.
Number 10 points. Did you ever let in one moment there the thought of Super Bowl go through your mind at that point, or no?
No, I don't think you can, you know, especially not playing, you know, Tom Brady and the Patriots, you know, because they're going to score. They're going to find a way to put the pressure on you. You know, but we had a 2-minute drive at the end of the game to win the AFC Championship. So there's not a whole lot more you can ask for than that. You know, you just got to take advantage of that and find a way to win the game.
Doug playing for the delay in game time. He's got that drive derailed. What was happening on that one that caused that?
Yeah, I don't know. Looked up and, you know, clock was running down, tried to get it snapped and didn't get it off.
No keepers today. Did they put a spy on you? Did they play pretty disciplined?
Yeah, the defensive ends did a good job all day, playing the zone read, making me hand it off and then, you know, kind of closing and trying to get in on the play. So I thought they did a good job of taking that part of our run game away.
How long will it be before you can take any satisfaction in what you guys accomplished and what you accomplished specifically?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's been an awesome season. I think it's been a lot of fun. You know, despite what happened today, it's been a special ride to do this on an organization that hasn't done this in a really long time with a special group of guys. So, you know, it's tough, I think, to try and enjoy it right now. But I'm sure at some point, you know, we'll be able to reflect and, you know, think about all the good things that happened, and then, you know, how can we fix it to make sure we don't feel like this at this point again?
Does this prove that you guys are legit contenders for several years? I mean, after everyone
right.
Out, you guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe if we'd have beat them, but you know, we got here and we didn't get it done. So, you know, we'll figure it out, try to make corrections, and do the same thing like we would any other game, except we just got a couple month break now.
You had the option on that zone read to pull it out and take it, but they were standing there the whole day.
Yeah, their ends did a good job of just kind of staying square and making me hand it off. So, and that's fine. You know, that kind of opens up, you know, backside cut and stuff like that. So they did a good job of playing the zone read.
Like, you're not going to creep up on anybody or sneak up on anybody like you did this year, going from 3-13 to an AFC championship. So how do you view next season with a lot of people this going on in the back of their minds,
right,
saying Jacksonville made this jump?
Yeah, I think you know, I think the funny thing is, you know, obviously a lot of people were surprised by what happened this year, but nobody in that locker room was. You know, our bar was set, you know, 1 week or 2 weeks from now, and, you know, we didn't get there. So, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board and figure it out, and we, you know, fully expect to be back here again, giving it another try next year.